OMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Folks, I meant to add as I was wrapping last segment with Jill that we enjoy hearing about how you rank the frequent flyer programs and what you like about the one you're most engaged with. Just drop us a note at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Now, as Mary and I welcome you back to the New York City area with us for the G-Block, our focus is shifting to the personal connection, and it actually relates back to an experience we had while at the American Airlines Admiral's Lounge in Dallas recently. This portion of the program is sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
And just like having a good itinerary, a valid passport, and some quality luggage, in today's world, travel insurance is even more important for a successful trip. It's affordable, it's going to give you protection in so many different ways, and really, you just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations. So don't put your investment or your well-being at risk.
You know, when you think about what travel can cost and the expense you're facing if or when something goes awry, just do what we do. Get covered with TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. So for those of you who listen regularly and followed our travels around the U.S. on our 10-city pandemic iteration of the Let's Go America tour, know that we wrapped in Las Vegas at the Wynn Encore Resort at the end of February. And our return flight home to New York had us connecting in Dallas, and something interesting happened in the American Airlines Admiral's Lounge. I was handed a note by a stranger. Why? And who was this stranger? Well, let's meet her in today's Personal Connection segment as Catherine Knight joins us now from Dallas.
Well, for the second time in 6 weeks, Catherine, I'm saying hello to you. Welcome to RM World Travel.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us today. So to set the scene, there we all were back on February 27th at the American Airlines Admiral's Lounge at DFW as we were waiting for our flights with the stack of note cards you pulled out to show us after Mary and you connected. So before we get into what those note cards mean and really why you do it, I want you to share with our show fans listening right now around the country. Do you travel frequently and is it something you really enjoy?
Yes, I do. I travel frequently for work, but I also travel for pleasure, and I absolutely love traveling.
Okay, so I guess that's a good place to start. Now we're going to talk about what you're doing on your travels that's really, I think, adding to people's lives. This journey that you're on is so interesting to me. So we invited you onto the show, and this is our personal connection segment, because I believe that what you're doing, Catherine, on your travels is really touching people's lives. It definitely put a smile on my face. It made my day when you handed me a note card. So share with our listeners what you're doing with these handwritten note cards.
Yes, so I created Handwritten Notes 17 about 5 years ago, really just to make somebody's day better because they ran into me. And because I spend so much time at the airport, you know, it can be a little chaotic and frustrating and overwhelming for people when they're trying to get from point A to point B. So I just started picking random people and handing them a handwritten note. And you know, each note card has a little message on it. It could say believe or you were built to last, live like it. And I put little stickers on it and then just say, I want you to have a nice day. And yeah. Sometimes they stop and they look at it and then they'll either hug me or tell me how much they appreciate it. And then they go on their way.
Yeah, and I think they're bright, they're colorful, and they really are inspirational. And they must take a lot of time for you to create. I'm curious how many cards you've, you know, do you have any idea of how many you've handed out over the years, how many cities, how many countries? And you mentioned reactions. What kind of reactions do you get besides a hug and a smile?
I actually gave one to a woman at the airport last year, and she just became very overwhelmed with emotion because she was on her way for her mother's funeral, and she just felt that her mother sent me to her, and that the message that was on that card is what she needed to, you know, to see and to hear, and she said she was going to keep it forever. So, yes, I have, to answer your question, I have kept track. I have created about 31,000 of these notes.
Wow. Think about that.
31,000 note cards,
and you're handwriting these
in 5 years.
Yes. Yes. I have handwritten every single one. And yes, they do take a lot of time. So I spend time on the weekends writing them, or after work, I'll spend time creating them. And, you know, it is very time consuming, but it is just so heartwarming.
Well, it's a labor of love on your part.
It's a labor of love. It is. It's a labor of love, and it just means very, very much to me that I can make an impact on someone else's life and maybe change the path that they're They're going down.
Well, I want to talk. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. 21 states and 7 different countries.
21 states.
So they've been all over touching people.
I mean, and growing, shall we add to that, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so as Mary just mentioned to you, Catherine, you know, we do have you in the personal connection segment of the show. This is the part of the program where we feature transformational or inspirational aspects of travel that really connect with others and have a meaningful impact. You're clearly changing or certainly adding something positive to the lives of many people when you travel. You've shared what you're doing for people, but also, what are you getting back from it? What does it do for you?
It just warms my heart to know that someone appreciates it, or that, you know, they tell me that they needed that, or how did you know I needed this message? It's just, you know, that's confirmation that I need to continue doing this.
Now, do you have anybody helping you with this? I mean, is there any family, or is this just 100% all Catherine here?
So I have to laugh, because initially when I started this project, my two boys, who are now 16 and 14, yes, they did help me. But, you know, now they're 16 and 14 and their interests have changed. So now I at 100% I do it now. Now, every once in a while, if I beg them or promise them Chick-fil-A or Starbucks, they'll put the stickers on the back of the
market. So they'll help you. All right. So, you know, folks listening around the country right now, you know, they've heard, you've clearly touched, I mean, 31,000, thousands of people, you know, I'm sure, and many of them just say thank you and they go about their business. Others may get emotional, as you mentioned. Maybe they're having a rough time and your act of kindness hits them. Share a couple of memorable examples, you know, of people that you've really connected with just by handing them a note card, doing something kind.
Yes, so one of them that really kind of sticks to me is I was in Phoenix, and I had gone into a restaurant to buy a gift card for an event one evening, and I handed a note to a woman, and it said, "You were built to last, so live like it." And so she later comes over to me, and she's very, very emotional, and she just hugged me, and she says, "How did you know I needed this?" And I said, "I don't know. I just felt like you needed this." She says, "I was literally praying to God before you walked in here for a sign, and you just gave it to me." Mm-hmm. And so that's one that really sticks out to me. The other one is when I gave a note to a lady at the airport. She was on her way for her mother's funeral. Mm-hmm. I gave one to a card to a lady about 3 years ago, and she was on her way to bury her husband. You know, there's just been countless story after story when I've handed it, and it was the exact message that they needed to hear.
Catherine, I'm really curious. I definitely believe that certain things happen for certain reasons, and you're clearly impacting people's lives at times when they seem to really need it. I'm curious how you make the decisions when you're walking. Like, we saw you in the lounge, and I know you walk around the airport, and when you're about your business when you're traveling, do you read the crowd? How do you determine?
It's not like you're drawing attention to
right.
yourself either.
You're very quiet when you do it. It's very, very quiet.
There's sometimes it's just like a feeling that I get. And sometimes I don't know what it is. I'll randomly select a card, or I'll just kind of look through it real briefly and then hand it to them. For example, I gave one to a woman and it said, "Let them underestimate you. That will be fun." And she literally just was like, "How did you know?"
That's a good one.
I don't know. It's just kind of, I just stopped and I just felt like you needed this. And then she kind of shared, you know, something that was going on with her personally. And it really, it matched what she was going through.
Well, with everything going on at airports out there, this is a positive thing.
And in the world today.
And again, here we were coming back from Vegas, going through DFW back to New York, and we had that random encounter. It really did, as Mary said, have an impact on her, made her day the whole time.
Absolutely.
Folks, if you want to connect with Catherine yourself, you know, maybe it'll be at an airport again, especially if it's at DFW. I know where we were, because I know we're talking to you down in Dallas. But, you know, if you want to see what she's up to, or maybe you want to get a note card yourself or engage with her, you can find her on social media at HandwrittenNotes17. Again, at HandwrittenNotes17.
And we're going to put that up on our social channels as well, so people can find it there too.
Catherine, listen, very nice to reconnect with you. I'm sure that we'll be hearing more about this, and our best to you. We hope you have a really nice weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. And yes, it was a pleasure. Y'all have a nice weekend too. Well,
thanks, Catherine.
And thanks for sharing some
kindness. Love what you're doing. Yeah. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Mary, Kath, I did not know 31,000 note cards.
That is one woman just making a difference, spreading kindness.
21 states, 7 countries.
I just love that story. Yep.
All right. As we pause for some sponsor messages now, folks, to pay some bills, I want to let you know that Mary and I are going to be answering some of the emails you sent in to us in about 10 minutes. But up next, Rudy's going to jump aboard for today's Right Stuff. Thanks for being part of our big broadcast today, everyone. It wouldn't be possible without you.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.